Turn over the next one. Thank you for saving me.
Save me, what can I say?
Let us come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and most loving God, we come indeed to thank you. To thank you for who you are, for you are the one true and only living God. We come to thank you for all that you do. Lord, we couldn't begin to say what you do, because you do so much for people in your world. Creation, you created a perfect world with everything fitting into place. And it was your will that people should live in peace, that there should be love one for another throughout your world. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for the times that we may have failed you. We ask you to be our strength so that we may go forward pleasing you as we seek to serve you. Lord, we lay our lives before you. We want to be yours and yours alone. We want to live lives that continually please you. We want to be people that share the truth of your love with others. And so, Lord, as we worship you here this morning, may what we say and may what we do be sincere. Lord, be with us. Be all that we need to be your faithful servants. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now, talking about God still as great, great God of wonders, all thy ways are matchless, godlike and divine. You see the chorus. Who is a part of God like thee? Or who has grace so rich and free? And it's about grace that our thoughts are today. That was an old one, and I thought you would. Now we go to the reading bit.
The reading, as you can see, is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10, entitled Made Alive in Christ. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
I certainly hope you know this next one. What kind of love is this that gave itself for me?
He who has done our
Let us come to the Lord again in prayer. Let us pray. Father God, as we look around your world, we see that there are many and deep needs. We see the situation in Afghanistan. So many people who are living in complete poverty. Oh Lord, we pray that you would enter into that situation. Lord, we know that there are problems in leadership. We know that there are problems for people who just don't wish to be in that land any longer. Lord, we bring all these problems to you, and we ask that peace and prosperity might reign in that world. Lord, would you intervene, and would you help those who have taken authority to realize the harm that they are doing? Lord, we pray for the countries where the COVID infection is spreading once again. And we know, Lord, that there are places where lockdown is coming and the people are fighting against it. Lord, we pray for the defeat of this horrible infection. And we pray, Lord, that people in all lands will be willing to accept the advice that we're given. For then, Lord, we could help to stop the spread of this disease. So help us, Lord, to listen to the scientists. Help us to listen to the leaders. Help us to fulfill what is required of us so that that infection can eventually be defeated. And Lord, we know that's not the only problem. There are people who are lonely, people who are unemployed, people living in poverty. There are people who are sick. There are people who are dying. Oh Lord, there are so many needs in this world. And we bring all people in need to you. But Lord, we also want to thank you for all those who are there to serve us, especially at time of needs. We think, Lord, of the NHS. We think of the doctors and nurses. We think of the clinics. We think of the ambulance service. They're going through a very tough time, Lord, be with them. We think of the police. We think of the fire service. Oh Lord, there are so many people out there ready to help, and we thank you for them. And we thank you for the many volunteers who are getting involved in places where they see need is apparent. Lord, we pray for your world. We pray for our own country, for our own community. We pray for our own families. We pray for our own friends. Lord, we pray for Bruce as he waits upon the hospital to make various decisions, and we pray that good may come out of that. We pray for his parents, Lord. They can't leave the house. Keep them safe, Lord, we pray. And Lord, we pray for Stuart. Jean is concerned at times that he could so easily fall. Lord, protect him. Keep him stable, Lord. Keep him safe, we pray. And Lord, we pray for Dennis, for Joan, for Chris and Sarah. They're not having an easy time, Lord, but we pray that you would undertake for them. And Lord, there are so many people who need our prayers. You know who they are, even if we don't name them. But we bring all people in need to you, Lord, and we ask that they may receive the help that they require. Lord, we pray for each other. Lord, we love you, but we thank you that you love us. We thank you that you care for us. And Lord, even when we're not thinking of you, we don't realize often that you are there thinking of us. So be with our close family and friends. Be with ourselves. You know, Lord, about any doubts or worries or pain that we have. Lord, be our healer. Be our comfort. Be our carer. And grant to us all, for all that we prayed for, grant to them and to us that peace that you only can give. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's say the family prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. As I looked at the next song in the sheet, it certainly brings out the message that's going to follow it. But do we know it? It's Wonderful Grace. You know it?
Yes, I love this song.
Right, so...
Alright.
Once covered me, and all that I
Thank you. So as you've gathered, the message today is about grace. I've called it the miracles of grace, because it is truly a miracle. Ephesians 2 verse 8, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Grace is what we call unmerited favor. In other words, we do not deserve it and we cannot earn it. Four very short points, but they are indeed important. Number one, the people heard the gospel. The people that Paul was talking to, both in Ephesus and in Colossae, they heard the gospel. And I want to suggest to you that we need to make sure that we hear the gospel. We miss so much when we do not listen. And sometimes, unfortunately, we listen to the wrong things. We let our minds wander. The word gospel simply means good news. And that's what they heard. They heard the good news. And that is that Jesus has solved the problem of sin through his death, through his burial, and through his resurrection. The good news, in other words, centers on the person of Jesus Christ. It is the word of truth. It is the message of God's grace. It is for the whole world. The grace of God, the good news that Jesus has dealt with sin for us. We can't earn it ourselves. It's all been dealt with. And it is for the whole world. That's where free will comes in, isn't it? We've been given free will to accept the good news or not. Number two, they didn't only hear the gospel, but they believed in Jesus. Listening without believing, let's be honest, is no good at all. What's the point of listening if we're not going to believe? It is possible to hear and not believe. We are not saved by faith, but by Jesus. Serving faith involves the mind, the emotions, and the will. With the mind, we understand the truth. With the heart, we feel convicted, and we have the need to be saved. But not until we exercise the will and commit ourselves to Jesus can that process be complete. And so the people that Paul was teaching, they had listened and they had believed. Number three, they were discipled. In other words, they were built up in the faith. I got worried early on in my ministry when I saw how churches could so easily make a fuss of someone when they came to belief and were baptized. Everyone clapped, everyone was so joyful. As the weeks went on, did the person that was baptized get any support to grow as a new Christian? In many cases, no. They were left on their own. And I tell you now that people need to be discipled. especially new Christians. But we all need to mature in the faith, don't we? So teaching, ministry, house groups, personal and both combined Bible study is surely of utmost importance. I remember one young man here in Torquay who went to baptismal classes. He enjoyed them, but afterwards, nothing. And one day he came to me and he said, "I feel lost. Can I join your group that are meeting and looking at how we become faithful Christians?" And I said, "Of course you can. That's what it's for." And he came and he said, "Now I've learned what it is to be a Christian and what is required of me." It didn't come at his baptismal classes. He needed, as we all need, to grow in the faith. We need to be discipled. And then the last one, number four, they became faithful servants. The people that Paul was teaching, they didn't give up. But scripture tells us that they served others. And in serving others, they were serving the Lord. You see, the word of God is like a seed, isn't it? You know, you plant the seed and it grows. And we need to be planting God's word. We need to plant the seed of God's love and then be faithful to help it to grow. In other words, we need to become faithful servants of our Lord, speaking for him and loving all people. I wonder, do you remember what Jesus once said? He said, "Inasmuch as you do this to the least of my brethren, you do it unto me. But inasmuch as you do not do it, then you do not do it for me." That's an abbreviation of the verse, but that is what Jesus said. As we do things for others, serve them, love them, help them, we are doing it for Jesus. But if we don't do it, then we're not doing it for Jesus himself. Grace is not deserved. It can't be earned. You know, we can do all things to earn things, can't we? But imagine for a moment, if grace could be earned, right, what would happen? I think people would all be trying to get one over each other. They would be trying to make sure that they were better, that they were achieving. But it's not like that at all. We cannot earn it at all. That's why Jesus came and died. That's why he suffered. That's why he was crucified. That's why he rose again from the dead. That is why he ascended into heaven. All proving that he was part of the Godhead and he had dealt with sin. He had paid the price. Grace is not deserved, but it's a gift. And it's probably the most, well, it is the most wonderful gift that we could receive. And the last song makes it quite clear. Only by grace can we enter. Only by grace can we stand. join hands and say the grace together. Hope you get right reaction. Not easy, is it, dear? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now. Amen. God bless you.
Yeah, that's much in time, right?